I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is a Wee In, a shorter episode of Simply Scottish. Our Wee Ins let you enjoy Scotland no matter where you are or what you're doing. Find more episodes at simplyscottish.com or anywhere podcasts are found. Our opening music comes from Grainne Brady, a song called Unfulfilled. Let's enjoy more of it now.
Comes across the waving corn and the waters brightly gleaming, journey onward to the sea, but not fulfills the promise that the springtime made to me.
The mission of Simply Scottish is to build an educated, passionate community of Scotland lovers around the world that is dedicated to promoting Scotland's interests and living out the Scottish qualities of friendship, perseverance, and industry. Connect on Facebook or Twitter and be the first to know about music giveaways, new episodes, and more. And if you've got the time, send me a quick message at andrew@simplyscottish.com. Tell me where you're listening from and what your connection to Scotland is. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. I'll start this episode with some sad news. In January of 2021, my father passed away. Longtime listeners of Simply Scottish will know that I started the program in 1999 with my father, Andrew McDermott Sr. As co-founder of the radio program, he helped me come up with the name and the most fitting opening and closing music. We started it in an unlikely place, the southern tip of Texas, where we had moved from Scotland in 1990. Every Wednesday evening, my father and I would head to the local public radio station for Rio Grande Valley, the KMBH KHID Classic 88 FM studios, and record a live one-hour show of Scottish music and features. I'd gather the music and put scripted features together. My dad would share entertaining stories of his decades growing up and working in Scotland. I couldn't get him to follow a script, of course, and he didn't need one. This was his own life story, after all. Folks seemed to love the father and son combination, and they found a mix of spoken features, interviews, and music enjoyable. At its peak, the radio show was heard on airwaves in Texas, northern Mexico, Tennessee, Virginia, and Ontario, Canada. My dad and I recorded over 140 episodes of the show before we moved to Seattle in 2001. My father was an amazing man, full of joy and happiness. He had a great sense of humor, and talking and laughing with other people energized him. Born in 1940 in the port city of Leith in Edinburgh, he honed his skills as a driver of double-decker buses and taxis all over the capital city. After he and my mother married in 1977 at St. Giles Cathedral, they traveled the world together, and after starting a family, eventually landed in the United States. I'll share more of my dad's story on an episode I'm working on in remembrance of him. Recently, I came across an interview my dad and I did with Central FM Radio in Scotland at the turn of the new year, 2001. We talked with presenter Stuart Fenwick about our experience doing a Scottish radio show in South Texas. My dad also talked about the similarity between Scottish traditional music and a type of Mexican music called conjunto. I thought I'd share the interview with Simply Scottish listeners, 20 years later, as a little window into the podcast's history. At the end of the 8-minute interview, you'll hear a tune from world-famous Scottish accordion player Sir Jimmy Shand, who had died just a few days before we did the interview. Let's listen now to the two Andrews on Central FM, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2000.
New Year's night on Central FM, and well, Scottish music is heard and Scottish culture all over the world, and we're heading for North America right now, where there is a programme called Simply Scottish, and it's, well, father and son team that put it all together, and we've got them on the phone line right now. Hello, Andrew. Andrew McDermott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing not too bad. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Now, you're actually based down in South Texas.
Yes, we're a father and son team from Edinburgh, Scotland, and we're based in South Texas, where we moved in 1990, just over 10 years ago. So we've been here, and we started doing Simply Scottish in 1998, so we've been doing it for over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how widespread is the programme heard?
Well, we've got the program in South Texas and northern Mexico, and then it also airs in Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, and we just recently got the program on the internet at our website, simplyscottish.com. Mm-hmm. So we now have that venue for people to tune in, and we're reaching more people than ever through that, so we're very excited about that. Dad, yeah. Did you want to...
Yes, good morning to all you... FM Central.
Yeah, Central FM, yeah.
Very happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, I'm the father. I'm the I'm 60 years old and born in Leith, out just close to Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here for quite a while, so things are moving in the right direction regarding the show getting further. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we're looking for sponsors for the show. And it's been a little bit slow in coming, but we're hoping that we can get started in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And as Andrew said, this getting onto the internet is going to help us greatly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What sort of things do you have in the program?
Well, our program is a weekly 1 hour. It's just full of all things Scottish, and it's not just music. We don't play just music by any means. We have a mixture of news, history, interviews, giveaways, regular features like our Scots and Gaelic Words of the Week, and just various things. And you might call it an All Scottish Things Considered,
mm-hmm.
and that's the name of a very popular program yeah. over here on National Public Radio
that's
called
right,
All
yeah.
Things Considered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what our program is, an All Scottish Things Considered.
Mm-hmm.
And we do play music and we do have interviews. We have a good interview planned for January with Adam Ingram, MSP. He's in charge of a campaign with the SNP regarding the national flag. I'm not sure how much you know of that issue right mm-hmm. now, but so we do stay on top of what's happening in Scotland, and we try to share that with our listeners in North America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's pockets of Scots all over the world, especially the English-speaking world. In North America, perhaps Toronto, Southern Ontario, maybe areas Boston down to the Carolinas, it doesn't strike me as being too popular a place for Scots to go as South Texas, or am I completely wrong there?
No, you're not. And actually, this is probably one of the hardest places to start a Scottish radio show down in South Texas, because it has a very Hispanic influence, you know. And there's a lot of people from Mexico coming up and living, and the culture is predominantly Hispanic. But we have managed to start here, and my father and I both agree to ourselves that if we can start here, then our show will easily get to other places with many more Scots, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
the places you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Dan?
Yeah, Stuart, as Andrew said, we're right on the border of Mexico, which it runs from where we are in Brownsville. This is the first point of entry coming from Latin America, and it's very busy with a lot of... various things, not just traffic. There's other kinds of traffic that it's used for, but it's drugs and all that stuff, but we won't go into that.
Mm-hmm.
But we get a few calls coming over from Mexico, believe it or not, and one of the similarities that we have with Scotland is they're crazy about accordion music. And we just heard the sad news about Jimmy Shand.
Yeah.
And we mourn his passing because he was a great accordionist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and world-renowned.
That's true. So they love their accordion music over here. It's called conjunto. And even some of the guys who I work with, I'm a school bus driver, they are all into accordion. So I think a lot of them like the Scottish music, and they've called up, and those that speak English tell us they love the show. So we're getting through to a very great mixture of people. And as you said, there isn't too many Scots, but the ones that have heard the show just keep popping up, and they're coming out the woodwork, and they're hearing Simply Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, with the internet, we're just receiving now guys or people calling up, giving Andrew emails from New York, Florida, Oregon, all over the nation. So it's trickling in,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully, it's going to get better by next year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
one thing that we did want to let our fellow country people know is that we're, you know, there really is two types of Scots when you move from Scotland. There are those that really, really move, and they really don't have anything to do with what's going on in Scotland. And there's another type that really stick to what's going on, and they stay in touch, and they are Scots, except they're living abroad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, I've sort of met, maybe more in Canada, around about the Toronto area, there are more Scots there, and they're a lot more Scottish than the people are back home.
Oh, yeah. They are here too, actually.
Yeah.
We have a Scottish society in South Texas, right in the city where we are, and these people, most of them are American, and they have claim to heritage, of course. That is the greatest thing that they can claim. And they go through the traditionals of the Burns Supper and all the other Scottish traditional fare. And they do it with a lot more gusto than we do sometimes.
And I think the reason for that is that when you do leave your country, and this is very true, and I can apply this to myself, and my family can as well, when you leave your country, you appreciate it more, you know? Distance does make the heart grow fonder, and sometimes when you leave, you can kind of forget the old country, but other times, it just makes you that much more proud of it, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well,
and that's the case with us.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to dash here. It's been really nice talking to you, and maybe next year we'll get together for a wee bit longer a chat.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart.
Yeah. Okay, so once again, Happy New Year to you, and all the listeners are Simply Scottish.
And if the listeners over there want to find out more, they can go to our website at simplyscottish.com.
Okay. Nice to speak to you, and speak to you again soon.
Okay, take care, Stuart.
Okay. So that's Andrew McDermott and his dad from Simply Scottish down there in Texas, and they did mention the sad passing recently of Jimmy Shand, and well, how about a wee tribute? Here's Jimmy Shand himself. Thank you.
accordion sounds of Sir Jimmy Shand, who wrote over 330 compositions and recorded more tracks than the Beatles and Elvis Presley combined. Anytime you need a wee lift in your step, look him up. Yes, the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas was certainly a unique place to start a Scottish radio show. But even in that part of the world, the Scots have left their mark. We lived in Cameron County, and I attended my first 3 years of college in a town called Edinburgh, named after the capital city of Scotland. Another town in the valley was called McAllen. We were part of a local Scottish society of South Texas, and if we wanted a bigger taste of home, we could attend a number of Scottish Highland games and festivals throughout the state, including Arlington, Salado, and Houston. Many of the Scots and Irish who immigrated to the United States in the 18th and 19th centuries kept moving west, some of the first to cross the Appalachians and settle in Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, and eventually Texas. And some Scots came directly from Scotland to Texas to raise cattle, build railroads, and pursue their fortunes. I'll always cherish my years in South Texas. Lots of sunshine, plenty of culture, and the birthplace of Simply Scottish. That's it for this episode. Look out for my episode remembering my father, Andrew Sr. For now, I'll leave you with a brand new piece of music from Scottish composer and instrumentalist James Lindsay. From the album Taurus, this is Cycles. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers.